All but one of the Global Samud Flotilla's vessels have been intercepted. According to the group's live tracker, 41 of 42 boats were stopped before reaching Gaza. During their voyage across the Mediterranean, flotilla members reported drone attacks and jammed communications. On Wednesday evening, as the ships pressed forward, the Israeli Navy issued warnings over the radio. Thiago Avila, Brazilian activist, steering committee member, and veteran of previous attempts, responded to the Navy.
An attempt to breach the naval blockade, we will stop your vessel and act to confiscate it through legal proceedings in court. You bear full responsibility for your actions.
Say that we are entering an active war zone. You're saying that we are entering a place where you're committing war crimes. This is against international law. Once again, the International Court of Justice made a provisional ruling that any attempt to hinder a humanitarian mission to Gaza is prohibited by international law and is complying with the request to make you accountable for the crime of genocide.
Military personnel later boarded most of the vessels, detaining dozens of the participants, among them Swedish activist Greta Thunberg.
If you are watching this video, I have been abducted and taken against my will by Israeli forces. Our humanitarian mission was non-violent and abiding by international law. Please tell my government to demand my and the others' immediate release.
Israel released a statement saying that all passengers are safe and will be deported to Europe. But world leaders and rights groups are condemning the interception as unlawful, including Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum.
Entonces tienen que ser repatriados de inmediato y nosotros evidentemente pues darles todo el apoyo.
They must be released immediately because they have not committed any crime other than bringing humanitarian aid to Gaza. So they must be repatriated right away. And we, of course, have to give them all our support.
Adala, the legal advocates representing the flotilla, say detainees were initially denied access to lawyers before limited consultations were allowed at Ashdod port. The group says more than 450 civilians have been, quote, illegally abducted by Israeli forces, close quote. Amnesty International called the operation a calculated act of intimidation. Protests have erupted across Europe and around the world in response. In the Bay Area, a call has been issued for an emergency demonstration tonight at 8 p.m., taking place at Oscar Grant Plaza. Meanwhile, in Italy, the country's largest labor union, the General Confederation of Labor, has announced a general strike on Friday in support of the flotilla. For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.